What's up, what's up, my fellow ear carriers? It's your audible boon thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome back to my station, Professionally Silly, here on the best podcast app ever, Anchor. And if you are new to Professionally Silly, welcome. So today we are going to be talking about Friday the 13th. Yes, yes, I know, very scary. Friday the 13th, when we get back after this random sound. So today is Friday the 13th, the day that 8% of people in this country believe that Friday the 13th is an unlucky day. Now, many refuse to get married on this day, go for job interviews. Definitely not a day to gamble. There are even buildings that don't have a 13th floor. You know, the buttons on the elevator will go from 12 to 13. Now, to be honest with you, I don't really know if that completely gets rid of the 13th floor, but, you know, who am I to judge? But, hell, there are actually people who refuse to leave their homes on this day. So this phobia actually has a name that I can't freaking pronounce. Just know it has about 25 letters in the word. So I'll try to say it. Paraschizophobia. See, I did the best I could. I don't know how to say it, but it's hard to spell. It's hard to say. It's hard to spell. But what it is, it's an irrational fear of Friday the 13th. Man, they have a phobia for everything these days, don't they? I tell you what. But my question to you is, where does Friday the 13th actually come from? Why is it considered unlucky? You know, no one is really completely sure as to why, but there are a few theories. It is said that Friday the 13th goes all the way back to the Last Supper, attended by 13 people, Jesus Christ and his 12 disciples. Now, Jesus was crucified by Roman soldiers on Good Friday. Now, the number 13 is associated with Judas, the man who's known for betraying Jesus. Now, did you know that most Roman crucifixions took place on Fridays? Think about this. Now, most experts believe that the number 12 may have something to do with the number 13 being so unlucky, because throughout history, the number 12 has always been the golden number for many cultures. There are 12 months of the year, 12 sons of Odin in Viking mythology, 12 Christian apostles of Jesus, right? 12 signs of the zodiac, of the Chinese zodiac, 12 gods of Olympus in Greek mythology. There are 12 Jewish tribes of Israel and 12 stages in Buddhism. So 12 is definitely the lucky number. So adding one more, it's like, oh, don't do that. We're already at the golden ticket. You're going to mess us up here. Now, I'm not religious at all. I'm really not. But it kind of makes sense to me why there are so many people who see 13 as unlucky. 13 throws off the balance of the golden number 12. Friday the 13th definitely seems to be something that frightens people all over the globe. Addresses sometimes skip from 12 to 14. And some airports don't even have a 13th gate. You see what I'm saying here? Now, there are no studies to prove that Friday the 13th is actually an unlucky day or tons of accidents happen more on this day. Nothing like that. It really exists, as far as I know, anyway. But it is a fear that has circled history for centuries. So as long as you don't walk under any ladders or break a mirror, you should be okay. But you know what? This year, there's actually going to be two Friday the 13th in 2018. So it's going to be today and also another in July. So good luck out there, everyone. That was supposed to be my evil laugh, but I ran out of breath. Okay. Ooh, what a creepy sound. In honor of the new hit thriller Truth or Dare, which hits theaters today. A new age thriller bringing back the old juvenile game of Truth and Dare with a creepy twist. Ooh. Olivia and Lucas, played by Lucy Hale and Tyler Posey, along with a group of their college friends, travel to Mexico for one last getaway before graduation. Now, while there, a stranger convinces one of the students to play a seemingly harmless game of Truth and Dare with the others. Now, once the game starts, it awakens something evil, a demon which forces the friends to share dark secrets and confront their deepest fears. The rules are simple, but wicked. Tell the truth or die. Do the dare or die. And if you stop playing, you die. So, yeah. Anyways, here's the trailer to that. Enjoy.
First, you play the game.
Truth or Dare. I dare you to sleep with him.
Then the game.
It sounds insane, but the game is real.
Plays you.
What is it making you do?
Truth or Dare.
Truth.
Half the people in this photo are now dead.
We can't win.
Tell me what's going on!
We survive this only if we trust each other. I need you to cut out your tongue.
Truth or Dare.
Am I looking forward to this movie? Yes, but I'm looking forward to it because I'm curious as to how the movie actually plays out. I'm not sure the movie itself will be scary, but I do feel like the movie will be entertaining, you know? And it kind of reminds me of the Final Destination series, just a little bit. You know, attractive 20-somethings, you know, playing teenagers who are trying to escape gruesome random deaths. So that kind of rings Final Destination to me. So I don't know how many how many Truth or Dares there's going to be, but I don't think there's going to be a Truth or Dare 2. You know, there are a few Final Destination movies. I think there's about, like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 of those. But if you're expecting, like, the best horror movie ever created, then you probably will be disappointed. But if you go there to be entertained and have a good time, maybe a few moments, then you will definitely enjoy it. And I've got a movie pass, so I don't care, you know. And just $10 a month, and I get to see one free movie every 24 hours, which is dope. Hell, I can watch one movie every day of the week for only $10 a month. So if this movie sucks, I really won't care, because everybody else is paying between $12 to $20 a ticket, depending on the location you live. And let me tell you something, okay? Movie ticket prices in Los Angeles and in Hollywood are insane. So, I am really, really looking forward to watching more movies for just $10 a month. And I feel like you guys should join me. Check out the Movie Pass. I know y'all think I'm getting paid for this, but I'm not. I just really like MoviePass. All right, I'll be back after this random sound. On my last podcast, I talked about the condom snorting challenge, and I tried to call a friend of mine who also happens to have Anchor and get her opinion on people snorting condoms. That was the whole premise of that. But there were some technical difficulties, and I could not get the phone call to process until the next day. And the podcast, I'd already gotten annoyed, so I went ahead and put the podcast up without that phone call. But I'm gonna go ahead. We got ourselves a bonus segment because the call did process. So I'm going to attempt to put it in on this podcast. And I hope you enjoy it. This is Angie and myself discussing the joys of snorting condoms. Okay, enjoy. Angie, is that you, boo-boo?
Yes, it is.
It is so nice to have you here on Professionally Silly. I know I didn't tell you, but that's the best part.
Is it really?
It's for me and everyone listening, yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I wanted to get your opinion on something
There is a trending challenge that's going around right now. It is the new condom challenge. It is just as stupid and just as dangerous as the Tide Pod bullshit. So, you know, these people are snorting condoms, Angie.
Wait, explain that.
They're snorting. What they're doing is they're shoving condoms up their noses, and they're trying to snort them up, okay? And then they pull them out of their mouths. That's what people are doing. Exactly. Exactly.
What the Oh. Why?
That is a fine question.
Oh my god, that's so dumb.
It's extremely dumb. It's stupid as fuck. I actually did I was just telling them that I did a YouTube video about it, and I put it up earlier today.
Wait, did you do it?
Oh no, hell no, bitch.
Oh.
Hell no. I'm grown with some sort of common sense. And maybe some made up intelligence, but
I'm dead.
<No. laughs> I don't really come into contact with condoms that often, to be honest with you.
That's hilarious. Maybe it's a sign. Maybe you should.
Every time I talk to you, you always take things to your own little Angie level.
I'm just saying.
Maybe I'm so glad that I got to,
I said maybe you need a new experience in your life.
Maybe. Why the fuck do you sound like you're offering yourself to me?
Maybe you just need a new experience in your life. For 44.5, I can. And for 200 extra, I'll even make it feel like I'm your girlfriend.
Well, maybe I should do that.
Hey, you already got the phone sex voice down pat. Just
oh my god.
Well, listen, Angie, thank you so much for picking up, because I know you probably looked at your phone and was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, that was like, I was so confused, and I'm eating, and I'm like, "Oh, okay, sure, why not?"
Name of my sex tape.
Wait, I think I've seen that actually.
Shut up, bitch. I haven't even let that go yet. You hacked my computer.
Oh, my bad. Just kidding.
I love you, Ange. You can go ahead and go back and finish eating. Hey, and you know what? You better start recording some shit on your podcast.
Oh my god. I know. You have to help me though.
I'll help you. But I totally just called you out. So everybody hearing is going to be like, yeah, bitch, where your podcast shit at? Where it at?
I might record something tonight since you said that.
Oh, called you out. All right, boo. You have a good evening, okay?
You too. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Thank you so much, my fellow ear carriers, for listening to your Audible Boo Thang here on my professionally silly station. I certainly hope that you guys enjoyed this podcast, and if that you will actually subscribe or favorite the station, depending on which auditory platform you're using. Professionally Silly is now available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Cast, as well as Overcast, so you can listen to me all over the place. So if you are interested in checking me out on my social media platforms, I'm available on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, so you can check out your Audible Boo Thang via other apps. You can find me under True Smiles Jones, TRUSMILES Jones. It's pretty much True without the E, Smiles Jones. Everything else is spelled correctly. I even do a live broadcast on Periscope and YouNow from time to time, so you can check me out visibly. You know, you can follow me there, and that way you'll be notified when I go live next. You know, Amber Smiles Jones is the name, and Silly is the game. And guess what? I also have a YouTube channel called Professionally Silly, so be sure to check that out by clicking the link on your screens right now, or you can just go ahead and search Professionally Silly. I'm a content creator. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Trying to do the damn thing. Until next time, Smile Squad, take your silliness seriously. That's the sound of me missing you. Bye.